I always say, this walk is gonna teach us. Everything put in our path is there to teach us. Every roadblock we think we're facing, or I'm sorry, every roadblock we're facing, every obstacle, every moment where we think we just have no answer to, it's all here for a reason. We just gotta be strong enough to wait it out and see how we are on the other side. So let's get to the other side. People, purpose, patience. I never run, never hide, never cower. Sorry I haven't been able to upload. It's just because every day has taken and given. Every day has taken something, but also every day is given. And I feel in a way that you need struggle. You need to be stripped of the things that you thought you had. You need to be stripped of the thoughts and the mindset. Maybe in a way, some people need to be removed. A lot of the times, the people that need to be removed from your life is the person inside of you that just thinks that they have the answers. The person inside of you that knows this is going to end up this way. Or just because you're in this position, you're going to, everything is over, so to speak. Now you can, you know, start championing yourself. But then again, you realize you've won absolutely nothing. You're not finished. Life can still come in and take away everything. You have to rebuild. Right now, I'm in the rebuilding stages because this, since the last time you've heard my voice, I was speaking on what wasn't mine. I thought a certain dream that I kept having was going to come into fruition and become. It didn't. It won't. But then immediately after that, everything started falling apart. From arguments with family, disagreements with people at work. Those were the things that were taken away. But the things that were given were the love and appreciation. And even though you weren't, I can't say you as in you, but even though I wasn't possibly maybe speaking to certain people that I should not have stopped speaking to, you begin to realize and overcome and feel more of an appreciation for those people, that person, because the things that you may have lost, because you may be, like I said before, thinking that you have all the answers or everything is gonna work out in your favor or be a certain way. Sometimes life immediately puts up a roadblock and immediately stops you from possibly making a mistake with yourself. Possibly need to live a way that you possibly haven't saw yourself living before, if that makes any sense. So basically, I'm kind of putting all of the reason for the reason why the things have been happening in my life the way that it has. It's all on me, and it's because of the choices that I've made. My mother and I had a falling out over something that honestly, when it was talked about, when it was opened up, it was fine. Children and I got faced with hardships. I come to understand myself more as a parent. But the one thing that I thought would fix it all would be more opportunities at work. More promotions, so to speak. More things are becoming clearer within my profession. I thought that would fix it all, honestly. I honestly thought that would be the end of problems, so to speak. I was wrong. We went a week without power. All because of an old tree fell. And then as soon as our power comes back on, we get hit with the, we're not going to renew your lease. Get hit with that. And as tough as that is, especially for a family like mine to be put in that position that all of a sudden you have to find somewhere to go. All of a sudden you have to start taking things away. Like, okay, now we have to start saving money. Now we have to start doing this. Now we have to really dig and look for apartments. Hopefully we'll find something. It's been 2 weeks and we haven't found anything. All we got was rejection. But the one thing that I can hold true and be positive about is, even though we're faced with this great uncertainty, I know I have a woman in my life that is there for all the right reasons, so to speak. And how I've mistreated that and to know and to see that we're here in each other's lives for a real reason. It's so beneficial, even though I knew it, but you never want to know anything. Feeling is different. You never want to know, because when you feel you know, when you think you know, that's when problems arise. That's when things happen. When you start putting it on yourself that, oh, okay, I know she'll be here. Or I'll know I'll wake up to my children's smiling faces every day. Or something like that. Those things you tend to take for granted. And you tend to look at yourself like, okay, what did I do wrong? And it's not necessarily what you did wrong. It could be what you didn't do right, if that makes any sense. And it's the things that you feel that would always be there aren't there because you stopped. That appreciation, that love, that care. And even though you did nothing wrong, you stopped showing everything that was right. Hopefully you understand that. You took it for granted. I know you get that part. You took it for granted, and that's exactly what I did. I took for granted my mother, honestly, took it for granted. I thought everything was fine. Thought everything was right. I took for granted my family. I had to go to them for forgiveness, even though, like I said, I didn't do anything wrong. I just stopped doing what was right. Because I thought I was comfortable with everything. I thought everything was fine. I thought everything was going in the direction that it was supposed to be going in. So now that you stripped down damn to nothing, you have this huge uncertainty. So I just need to put things back into perspective the way that it needs to be. And I went to God for my forgiveness. because like I said, I didn't do anything wrong. I just wasn't doing them right. That's the lesson that I'm learning, that I didn't put things in the proper perspective that they needed to be put in within my life. I thought I was done, thought I won. I thought I won just because I'm a good person in a sense. I thought it was over. All right, I won. I don't have to do this or be thankful for this or that because it's over with. I've won. Boy, was I wrong. You still have to live life not so much in a humble manner to where you, because to announce that you're humble is also a form of, still the word I'm looking, conceited, like, you know, to say, oh, I'm humble, this and that, the things that I, you know, have in my life or whatever, to announce it, that means you're sort of putting yourself over people. To me. Because the things that you have in your life are yours for a reason, and you shouldn't have to sort of put them out there like you want praise for it. You know, all I'm doing is living life. But I made the mistake of living life in the manner of I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, because when it's stripped down to what it's stripped down to now, damn, I'm doing absolutely nothing. I'm doing absolutely nothing. And I need to be more aware of my nothing so I can make everything right in the form that it's supposed to be. Like I said, I thought I won. I thought I was done. But God has put it on me to look into my life and see where I'm wrong and see where I fail to continue to nurture, to continue to give, even though I still give. I'm still the same person, but I stopped in certain aspects and with certain people that I shouldn't have stopped with. So to learn a lesson, sometimes it has to be the hardest one you've ever had to learn. Because while you're being taught, you never really notice. You never really get the lesson until it's too late. Because you don't understand the power of just accepting the things that you have in life, never wanting more, never feeling that you have the answers. First, be blessed and be happy within what you have, and then more will come. But what did I do? I had my arms open, ready for the more, when I wasn't even accepting what I had. I just figured everything was in place, that I stopped, and the only thing I should focus on right now was my job or my dreams. I didn't realize what would happen if I lost this or lost that. Didn't realize what would happen until it happened. So now I'm in a moment, in a space where, yes, I've asked for my forgiveness. Yes, I've went to the people that I felt that I'm hurt, even though I didn't do anything wrong. So now we're being guided. Like I said, we're in an uncertain place right now, but we're beginning to be better with each other. And a lot of the times, that's kind of all you need to set things in certain perspective. You just have to be better within yourself, within who you pray to. Even though I've been mentioning God, you know, a lot of people believe in other beings and other things, and I'm not judging. But just to understand, and like I said, put things in proper perspective in your life and not cherish certain things or certain accolades, because everything can be taken away from you. Just to understand that everything can be taken away from you is powerful. So hopefully, the next time we're in a different space, possibly a different place, and everything will go according to the way that it was written. Patience is a podcast.